Okay, we continue. Nedarim Daf Lamed Ches. We are on the third line, and we continue with another Amud of Agarata. Yesterday wasn't Agarata, but it was got us into the Tameh HaMikra and other issues brought about when somebody makes a neder about Talmud Torah. Somebody makes a neder about not giving benefit to someone, and the question is, can you be their Rebbe or not? So the Gemara picks up a little bit on that. At least that's the way the Marsha says why this Gemara is here. On the third line, on Lamed Chesamon Alf. Amar of Achabar Ada, b'ma'arava paskin lahandeim suka l'tzlasa psukim. In Ma'arava, in Eretz Yisrael, they broke up the following pasuk into three psukim. Vayomar Hashem Moshe, hine anochi ba'ilecha ba'av he'anan, right? This last week's parasha. Hashem came to Moshe to speak to him ba'av he'anan, and the pasuk continues, and the Gemara says that even though we have it as one pasuk, in Ma'arava they had it as three pasuk. And once we're talking about kriz and ksivs and how things are written and how things are read, so the Gemara also quotes Rav Achabar Ada that in Eretz Yisrael this pasuk was broken up into three pasukim. The Shita Mekubetzes here says this is because in Ma'arava, why they break it up to three pasukim? They had to break a lot of things into three because they finished the Torah only every 3 years. They didn't finish it every year like we do. So that's why Shita says that's why they broke it into three. If you look in the last Meshachachma ala Torah, last one at the end of Zos HaBracha, the Meshachachma is bothered based on our minhag and a Gemara. Our minhag is on Simchas Torah we read obviously Zos HaBracha, and what Haftorah do we read? We read Sefer Yoshua Perek Aleph. That's our minhag. But if you look in the Gemara and the Megillah, the Gemara says that you should read Zos HaBracha on Simchas Torah, and you should read Vayamot Shlomo, which is the eighth parak of Malachim Aleph for the Haftorah. About Shlomo HaMelech building the Beis HaMikdash and davening for the Beis HaMikdash. So that's the Meshach HaKwa. How do we put together, how do we dovetail our, you know, our minhag with what it says in the Forish in the Gemara? So it says the Meshach HaKwa Vahanire. He said it appears the Divrei HaGemara Hecha Delo Mesaimi HaTorah B'Shas HaChada. In the Gemara there, they're talking about where they finish the Torah every 3 years. And therefore what? They finish the Torah every 3 years, so Zos HaBracha, says the Meshach, was that laned? Was that laned in Simchas Torah? If you finish the Torah every 3 years, did you lane Zos HaBracha in Simchas Torah? Says the Meshach, yes. You still lane Zos HaBracha in Simchas Torah. Because that's in Yonah Diyoma. Just like every Yontif, if you have a laning in Yonah Diyoma, Zos HaBracha is in Yonah Diyoma of Simchas Torah. Why? Simchas Torah is about the special relationship we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, the Medrash says, after all the Sukkot and the 70 nations, we brought Karbanos Kinegdam. Then we have one day of Kashalai Predaskam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, make me one little Suda just so that I could be Nana from you and we could have our special relationship. So that's alluded to in Zos HaBracha. Ufiyah Me'ar Paran V'yasa Me'rivas Kodesh. All the other nations of the world rejected the Torah, as the Gemara says. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and he Af Chovev Amim Kol Kodesh B'Yadecha. We are Chaviv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why Zos HaBracha was lain even when they finished the Torah every 3 years. It was lain on Simchas Torah. So what's the Haftorah then? So the Haftorah then also had to be something about the special uniqueness and relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why they laned the Malachim Aleph in Paraches. Because then that also, if you look at the Parak, it talks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu praising Am Yisrael for building a Beis HaMikdash, and Shlomo HaMelech praising Hashem. That's why that was all in Yonah Diyoma, when they finished it every 3 years. But according to our minhag, we finish the Torah every year. So we lain Zos HaBracha. Why? Not only because of Kedushas Hayom, it has in Yonah Diyoma, but because we're celebrating the finishing of the Torah. And if we're fed it, and because we have that element of finishing the Torah, it's more important, says the Meshach Chachma, to lane Yehoshua Perek Aleph, to show that the Torah didn't finish. It finished, but it continues, and we have a continuation. Sha'atorah lo te'inosef alei avashim navi lo yuchal lushanos. As in Yehoshua, it says, lo yomer sefer Torah zemi picha v'gismi yom v'alayla, emphasizing the uniqueness of the Torah, and Yehoshua now is a separate element. V'zeh tamen ageinu masha anu mishanam yisei derashas. So again, it relates to the difference between laning it, finishing the Torah every 3 years versus every year. It's alluded to in this Gemara where Rav Achabar Ada says in Ma'arava they finish they split up this pasuk. The Shita says because it's based on the fact that they finished every 3 years. That explains the minhag of the two Haftorahs. Okay. Well, Chazal decided which Haftorahs to say. What Takanas Moshe is that you lay right in Yonah Shel Yom, right, Bechag, right, the last two lines of Mesechas Megillah. So there it doesn't list off Simchas Torah, that last Chazal. So maybe this one originally, let's say, if I don't know what the original minhag was, every 3 years they used to lay in the earlier one. So what changed? So the Chacham says Chazal had the power to change it. Chazal had the power to change it. Amar Rav Chama Bar Chanina, Lo Heshir Moshe Ela Mipsulason Shaluchos. Moshe did not become rich except from the Psulasan Shaluchos, when he chiseled the Luchos and he had some shearings left over. So that made him rich. Those shearings, valuable shearings. You know, those are from the Luchos. So that made him rich. What's this doing here? Says the Marsha, because we just said yesterday, you can't take money for Torah. You can't take money for Talmud Torah. This is showing. Moshe Rabbeinu was Mahu B'chinam, according to the Pshat, that he was the one being referred to. So that is why this is here, that he didn't become rich. He didn't become rich from the Torah, from teaching the Torah to Am Yisrael. He became rich from Solas and Shaluchos.
Who said he was rich?
Who said he was rich? We're going to get to in a minute a nevuah that says that all Nevi'im have to be rich. A chazal that all Nevi'im have to be rich, as we'll see. But again, he was... But it was after he was picked. Shouldn't he have been rich beforehand? Okay, the Gemara doesn't talk about... Gemara's going to talk about it a little bit. Exactly the... Maybe also you can figure out from last week's parsha that he didn't try to get the spoils. He was busy with Atzmos Yosef. He didn't need it either. Maybe he had enough. We're going to get to Ashia Sameach Mechelka. We're going to get to someone who interprets it that way in a few minutes. Okay, so the Gemara says, L'eshe Moshe B'sulasa Shaluchos. He became rich except from Sulasa Shaluchos. You know, there is a medrash that we spoke about a number of years ago, parallel, not exactly the same, the end of Kisisa. The end of Kisisa, the medrash has three opinions, Meheichan Zachu L'Karne Yahod. At the end of Kisisa, Moshe Rabbeinu comes down with this glow on his face. So the Gemara there says, where did he get this glow from? So different opinions. Some say from when he saw Kadosh Baruch Hu, as much as he could have seen. The other one is from Dio Shenishar Bakulmus, from the ink that was left over in the kulmus, in the quill, after he wrote the Luchos. Similar idea, what was left over. The Bali Musar say, what's the message? Psuvasan Shaluchos, right? Nishtair Bakulmus. Moshe Rabbeinu, you would have thought. He wrote the Luchos. He wrote the magnum opus. What more can he do? He's finished. This is it. Now he can relax. BK Shleshi Vashalva. No, it's not enough. Where did he become rich from? He never thought he had enough. I have a little bit left. I could use these shearings. What's left in the quill? Whatever's left, that's what I've got. That's what he became rich by focusing on, not on what he did already, but what he still needed to do. What was left in his hands. That's the Lohesh Moshe. Maybe that's the, he became rich. He became full, it became complete based on the fact that he always looked at what else he could do more. Shneamar, as it says, psal lacha, shnei lachos avadim karishonim, psulasan shalacha yehei. It should be, the psalas should be yours. Amar Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina, lo nitna Torah elo lamoshe ulazaro. Amazing statement if we take a kipshuto. The Torah was only given to Moshe and his children. Only Moshe and his children. Shneamar, ksav lacha, psal lacha. That says, write and fashion for yourself. Ma psulasan shalcha, just like the psoles was for you, like we just explained, psalacha. Av ksavashan shalcha, right, and also the ksav was for you. But Moshe noag batovas ayin, Moshe Rabbeinu was a kind spirit. He didn't want to keep the Torah for himself. V'natan al Yisrael, and therefore he wanted to share, and therefore he gave it to Am Yisrael. V'alav ha-kasuv omer, that's what it says in Mishlei, tov ayin hu yivorach, begomer that Moshe Rabbeinu had a good eye. It was only for Moshe Rabbeinu? That was the original Kavana? It was only for Moshe Lazaro? Says the Marsha, can't be. Okay, what kind of Havamin is that? It was only given to Moshe Rabbeinu? Says the Marsha, no. It must have been Vadai Nesinas Mitzvah Zatara Havi L'Klal Yisrael. It was for sure going to be given to all of Klal Yisrael. You can't say only Moshe. No, what was going to be given to Moshe? V'lokamar Naimei Kara, even in the Havamina. T'lo Nitzna Ela LaMoshe Ela T'hainu Limuda Minaksav. Moshe Rabbeinu would be given the ksav of Torah. Obviously, Moshe was going to have to teach it to everybody and would follow the laws and the halachas. But the ksav of Torah would only be given to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what the Havamina is. Kamash Malan, that Moshe Rabbeinu gave that to us also. He wanted us to have the Torah Shebech Ksav also. But obviously, says the Marsha, we would have been taught the Torah by Moshe Rabbeinu Baal Peh, even if he wouldn't have changed his mind. What kind of Havamina? That only the ksav to Moshe Rabbeinu. What do we need the ksav for?
What do we need
Har Sinai
for?
I mean, we would have the experience. We would have had the Torah, just not the element of Torah Shebech Ksav.
According to half the Mepharshim, Moshe's children were not even.
According to half the children, Moshe Rabbeinu's children were not at Har Sinai. In Achinami, they were only at, which is amazing. Somebody asked me on Shabbos. You think about it, so yes, we have Shabbos, so yes, we have Shabbos. It's amazing. So we know that Moshe Rabbeinu's children, right, he's on the way down, and Aaron sees his kids, and Aaron says, you know what, better go back. Don't bring more slaves to Mitzrayim. So they go back, and the Tzipora brings them later. So Moshe's children missed the Makos, missed Makos Bechoros, missed Kriyas Yamsuf. They missed it. And there's a Machlokis, a Mesachas Vachem, where they wreck Matan Torah. Also, that they don't go down and become slaves. Wouldn't it be worth it? They missed everything. Wouldn't it be worth it? So Shleba Levi wasn't even slaves anyway. So still, well, that makes the problem worse. Why couldn't they just go down? I think maybe you could say, this is a partial answer, I was trying to think, maybe you could say that the Eben Ezra says on Parsha Shmos, that the reason Moshe Rabbeinu, part of the reason Moshe Rabbeinu had to not grow up in Mitzrayim after a certain age, until he was 80 again, and why Am Yisrael, Hashkacha had it that they didn't go into Eretz Yisrael, it's because they had a slave mentality. Slave mentality. And even though they went out, you see, it's Mitzrayim, but they couldn't be a free nation with that slave mentality. For so many years, they were Mishubadim, they couldn't do it. It was in their nature. So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu did not. He could be the Goel, because he did not have the, he didn't grow up as a slave. And maybe that's why, you know, Aaron says, you know, even if it's, you know, even the Nisa, but we want, do we know if they went to Eretz Yisrael? Moshe Rabbeinu's children? His grandson, Pesel Micha, right, so Gershom, I'm saying, so it's unclear, but either way, maybe that's why, could be a partial reason why it was worth it for them not to witness all of these miracles, even though they would miss, to be able to allow them to not be in this slave mentality. But you're right, it's a problem.
This is the second
Salacha is second Luchos, right? So I'm not sure if this is referring back to the original, only after Egel, that would make it a little better, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe only Luchos Shnios, that would be to Moshe Rabbeinu. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's original intent. But doesn't the Torah say that Moshe Rabbeinu got forgiveness for them? Got forgiveness, yeah. Maybe I got forgiveness for the Torah Shavu'al Peh, not for the Torah Shavu'al Ksav.
The Ksav.
So they got rid of the Ksav, you're never getting the Ksav back. Okay? Chinami. Sounds nice. Okay, let's continue. Masiv Rav Chisda, so the Gemara says, Avakash Avosi Tziva Hashem Ba'isehi Le'ilam Eidaschem, how can you say, as Rav Chisda, that the Torah was originally only going to be given, or at least maybe Luchos Shnios, was only going to be given to Moshe Rabbeinu and his children? It says, Hashem commanded me at that time to teach you. You have to check if all these psukim are referring to Luchos Shnios, though. You have to see if it works out. Hashem commanded me to teach you. So that's all for Yisrael. So, says the Gemara, no, Vosi Tziva Vanilochem. Could read it. Hashem commanded me, dot dot dot, and then I decided to give it to you, to teach it to you. Again, I have taught you. No, osit sivav ani lachem. Hashem commanded me, and then I decided to teach you. V'ata kisvu lachem etz hashira hazos. Right at the end of the Torah, write this shira kisvu lachem. Right for you, Am Yisrael, this shira. Again, the Gemara says hashira lechude. Now, this kisvu might have been only referring to Ha'azinu, the Shiras Ha'azinu, not the whole Torah. And therefore, still, we wouldn't have had the whole Torah for Am Yisrael. There's a lot to talk about in that line, but let's just finish the next line. L'mantia li ha'shira ha'zos la'ed b'vnei Yisrael, but the puzzle continues, that this Shira is going to be for a testimony for Klal Yisrael. Doesn't that reflect that we're talking about the whole Torah here? What Ha'azinu is going to be an aid, and if the B'nai Yisrael don't follow the mitzvahs, they're going to get punished? Where is that in Ha'azinu? So the Gemara says, Elo, you're right. We reject the whole Havamina. So even in the Havamina, we didn't have to work so hard, but Pilpula Ba'alma. Really, the whole Torah would have gone to Am Yisrael. You're right. Moshe Rabbeinu would have gotten a certain element. He would have gotten Pilpula. What does Pilpula mean? Says the Mefaresh, third skinny line, Pilpula Ba'alma, Lahavin Davar Mitoch Davarhu. The depths of the Torah. Davar Mitoch Davar. Shita Bukubesas expands on this. Lahavin Hadvarim Hasodiyim V'tame HaTorah HaMechusim V'Ha'amukim Amok Amok Miyim Tzaim. Meaning the deep lumdus of the Torah and the secrets. Lo natnu lahavin olaredes pesach omkam el lamoshe shaisa malaso gedola mimalas kalbria. Moshe Rabbeinu reached the highest level. V'hifshit suraso min achomer v'hisik hasaga gedola she'en lamala himena. What about his kids? His kids would have gotten it b'schuto. Not that the kids had reached that level, but b'schuto, he would have gotten it. But the pshatei mitzvahs, just the dinim of the Torah, of course, would have been, the kavana was to be given to everybody.
So, Phil, now it's switching to the Torah Shavu'al Peh.
Now it's switching that is it that they would have gotten just the Torah Shebichsav, and just the opposite, or maybe even more than the Torah Shebichsav? It sounds like the depths, not just the Torah Shebal Peh, but the depths of it. Yeah. But Lamaskana, we're saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was all for Am Yisrael. So that's why, that's why it works. The Gemara maybe didn't ask that pasuk, because we had a different pasukim which we were going to reject anyway. The Rosh, yeah? One of the six questions is Hevanta Davar Mitoch Davar. Right, so here, that was, so only thank God for Moshe Rabbeinu. Right, or without him, we wouldn't have been asked that question. Would have been a substitute question. Shabbos Laman Aleph. So says the Rush here also says, if you look in the third wide line of the Rush, what does it mean, Pilpula Ba'alma? Havana Vacharifus. Vahainu Ksavan Shalcha. That's what it means, Ksav, your Ksav. Ki kola chachma vasecha remuzit b'ksav ha-Torah b'tzura sa'osios. Everything is ramuz in the Ksav of Torah. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu would have gotten everything from the Ksav. There is, it's Parsha Shavuot, so I'm going to mention it, last Shabbos or this coming Shabbos, either one. A beautiful Ben Yehoyada. Tosfos and Shabbos Peches asked the famous question, why, once we have Natsav and Ishma in this week's Parsha, why do we need, from last week's Parsha, Kafalem Harkagigas? If we said it willingly, you know, we're ready, why does Shem have to put the mat on over our heads and say, I'll make you an offer you can't refuse? Tosfos has his answer, the Maharal has his answer, many different answers given. The Medrash, quoted by the Chizkuni, says the difference is Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh. We were ready to accept Torah Shebichsav. Torah Shebichsav, what kind of commitment is that? To have one book on the bookshelf, maybe not even Tanakh, right? We had earlier in the Darim. If we wouldn't have sinned, it would only have been Torah and Yeshua. So that's all. Okay, we could commit to that. But Torah Shebal Peh, Torah Mishnah, Gemara, Rishonim, Achronim, Shas, Poskim, Torah Shebal Peh, we weren't ready to commit to. We said Nasav and Ishmael on Torah Shebichsav. Torah Shebal Peh, we weren't ready. Kadosh Baruch Hu had to force us to say, no. If you're accepting, it's an all or nothing deal. If you're accepting, then it's Torah Shebal Peh also. That's the answer of the Medrash, the Tanchuma, and that's the Medrash the Chizkuni quotes. Says the Ben Yehoyada on that Gemara in Shabbos Peches. According to this Pshat, you understand is Meduyak, the mashal that's given. First of all, Bnei Yisrael say Nasav and Ishmael. You can interpret that to say Nasav, we'll do Nishma based on only what we heard. Nasav v'nishma, Torah Shebichsav. That's what we say Nasav v'nishma for. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, that's not enough. He puts a barrel on their head. Why a barrel? Kafalim har kegigas. Just say a mountain. What's kegigas like a barrel? A barrel is something that has an outside, that there's a lot inside that you don't see. You see on something in front of you, but there's so much inside that you don't even see what's in the barrel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you think you only have to accept Torah Shebichsav. No. He holds a barrel on their head. Torah Shebal Peh, you can't have one without the other. Look what's inside the letters, like the Rush here says. Everything is hidden in the letters, the osios of the Torah has everything inside. Kadosh Baruch Hu puts the barrel over their head, because the barrel says the Ben Yoyada, that's what it symbolized. Sheish la beis kibul, lirmo the Torah Shebal Peh. Sheosa l'chol teva beis kibul, shetacha b'kirba. Every letter is a barrel in the Torah. Every letter has so much magic, so many halachas. Shetia ikir kabbalat the Torah on that. So that's why Dafka, he holds a barrel up, that's the symbol. So this week's Parsha, you could say that at Shabbos neighbor. Okay, so that's the Ben Yehoyada on Shabbos Peches, but also it relates here to this Rush that everything is alluded to in the Ksav. One other point related to this line, then we have to go back to two lines ago, the Nitziv in Etshuva, the Meshuv Davar, in Simen Ayin Zayin, he uses this Gemara to prove that one is allowed, there is an Isser to teach Torah to non-Jews. Right, the two mitzvahs that non-Jews are not allowed to participate in is Shabbos and Torah. Those two. There's an Isser, so based on it, we had a Gemara in Chagiga, but there are certain limitations, but given by various Rishonim and Achronim. So some say, maybe there's a limitation, only the Ramazim you can't give. That's what we had at the end of Ksubis. We had a Rashi that seemed to say that only the Ramazim and the Sodos can't be given to the Umos HaOlam. But then Nitziv and Etshuva and Simen Ayin Zayin says, you're allowed to teach them Torah Shebichsav. You're just not allowed to teach them Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebichsav, the Bible, you're allowed to teach non-Jews. Tanakh. Says the Meshav Davar, part of it is our Gemara. Our Gemara, because you see, Torah Shebal Peh is what's unique to Am Yisrael. Because Moshe Rabbeinu decided to give us the Pilpula. Give us the Pilpula, which the Rosh and the Rishonim interpret to mean Torah Shebal Peh. But he says, Afilu Lumo Torah Shebichsav L'Nachri Ein Isser. He says, Yeshua wrote the Torah in 70 languages. Why did he do that? Why? So some Rishonim say, because Bnei Yisrael are going to go into Golus and we're going to need it in every language. Right? We need English. Right? 70 languages. So it says in the Siv, no, Pashtus. 70 languages for the other nations. So the other nations can see the beauty of the Torah. Uparshas mishpatim pirish mishpatim bal yedaum mutinim anil ma mechukei Torah. She nidreshes behem the drushes. So that's why otherwise, one of the Gemara's that he quotes is our Gemara, that the special uniqueness given to Am Yisrael is the Torah Shebal Peh. One other ha'ara on a line that we did, Kisvu lachem es hashira hazos. Right, so we had a havamina that only meant ha'azinu. The Gemara said, no, it means the whole Torah. The Rambam uses this pasuk as the source for the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah. The Rambam says in Hilchas Sefer Torah, mitzvah saseh ha'kol ish ve'ish mi Yisrael. Does that mean man or woman? Ish v'ish mi Yisrael. Lichtov sefer Torah la'atzmo, sheneemar v'ata kisvu lachem es hashira hazos. Klomar, kisvu es ha-Torah sheyesh ba shirazu. Lefi shein kosvin es ha-Torah parshias parshias. What is write this shira? You have to write, everybody has to write hazinu, but you're not allowed to write only part of the Torah. You have to write the whole Torah. Says the Gemara Meseches Gittin, you can't write the Torah parshias parshias. You can't write it part by part. So that's why, once you have a chiyuv to write write hazinu, you also automatically translate that chiyuv into writing the Torah. So again, this is a huge topic of ksiva sefer Torah. Just to mention 2 points. There's a big discussion about the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah bizman hazeh. Bizman hazeh. So does the same mitzvah apply? So for one of two reasons, it might not, according to some achronim. The Shagas Aryeh is the main action on this in this sugya. Shagas Aryeh, Minchas Chinuch. Shagas Aryeh has a number of tshuvas right about Ksivas Sefer Torah Bizman Hazeh. So one Ksivas Sefer Torah Bizman Hazeh says the Shagas Aryeh, maybe it doesn't apply anymore based on the Rush. Shita of the Rush, famous Shita in this sugya, and that is the Rush says we are Mekayim Ksivas Sefer Torah with buying Svarim. Buying Svarim, because after all, says the Rush, the mitzvah of Ksivas Sefer Torah is linked to the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, and we don't learn from Torahs today. Whenever you want to learn, you don't take out a Torah from the Aron and learn, we learn from Svarim. So says the Rush, today, Bizman Hazeh, the mitzvah has translated into buying Svarim. And publishing Svarim, that is the Shita of the Rush. Ksivas Sefer Torah Bizman Hazeh, he says, that is what the Rush says. But then the Shagas Aryeh says, I'm not so sure that's true. Because of the whole point of Ksivas Sefer Torah is to learn Torah, so why is there a mitzvah to write a Torah even if you yarshin one? Right? Why is there a mitzvah? It says, Afilu Baba Yerusha. Right? You have to write your own. What do you mean? You have one. You have one. What do you have to write one for if you have one? V'chei nir li ikr, dal karcha, I efshah liftar achshah, you miss a Sivas Sefer Torah, but they shein loom din ba. Tatu tam Sivas Sefer Torah, it's two different mitzvahs. It's Talmud Torah, and there's writing the Torah. Dim kenim, yeshul Sefer Torah, b'shum inyin, sheyochel lomo mimena kiyem mitzvah zu. No, it must be that no, there's a mitzvah per se to have to write a Sefer Torah. So he says, I don't like that reason to knock out the mitzvah.
Maybe the Rush would hold, you don't have to write one if you
yarshin. So maybe the Rush would hold, you don't have to write one. But it's a foolish Gemara. Foolish Gemara, I don't know if you wrote, the Rush could get out of that Gemara. And the Rama Paskins that way, and the Shulchan Aruch Paskins that way. So I don't, I'm not sure if the Rush could argue. I'm not going to have to look at the Rush again inside. So he says, maybe number two, I have another suggestion. Maybe there's no reason, maybe there's no mitzvah Bizman Hazeh. And this one is also suggested by the Menchas Chinuch. And that is, because the Gemara says in Kiddushin, Anan bo, no, lo bakiyin b'chaseris v'yaseris. We're not bakiyim in chasers and yesers. We're probably missing some words here and there. The Gemara there says, quote, how many letters are there in the Torah? So the Gemara says, why don't you just take out a Torah and count? So the Gemara says, because we're missing a couple words here and there. Anan lo bakiyim b'chaseris v'yaseris. So says the Shagas Aryeh, what, the mitzvah to write a pasul sefer Torah? Can't be true. So maybe that's why there's no mitzvah Bizman Hazeh, because, you know, what can we do? We're probably missing a few letters here and there. Says the Shagas Aryeh, even if that's true, though, it can't be that there's no mitzvah Bizman Hazeh. It can't. There's at least a mitzvah Drabanan Bizman Hazeh. And he comes up with his own mitzvah Drabanan. Hadavar Borah to Mikol Makom, by the way, this is in Simon Lamed Vav, in the Shagas Aryeh. Chayev Lichtov, say for Torah Bizman Hazeh mitamacher. De'im lo kein, haisa Torah mishtachachas mi Yisrael. Imagine a religion without Torahs. It can't be that there's no mitzvah today to write a sefer Torah. Even in Bizman HaGemara they wrote it, even though they weren't Pekiyin. V'kiva da'al kein, sorach lichtov chamishi chumshei Torah, roi lichtov kedini kedusha sefer Torah l'chol dvarav. And therefore, even if your father left you one, you know, so then maybe, I'm not sure, but either way, there has to be a mitzvah, Bizman Hazeh, no matter what. And then at the end, he adds a line which has to do with his previous shuva. But because the mitzvah today, Bizman Hazeh, is just so that it's not forgotten, it's not the real mitzvah, maybe women don't have to do it. That's another big discussion. Are women obligated in the mitzvah of Tzivah Sefer Torah? The Sefer HaChinuch says, just very nonchalantly, when he sums up the mitzvah, as he does every time, and this mitzvah is Noe B'chol Zman for men. That's it. It just says ferment. Where does he get that from? Just ferment. The Sefer Chenech in Taf Reish Yud Gimel, the Mitzvah Taryag. So where did he get that from? So the Menachas Chenech discussed the Shakas Aryeh. So if it's connected to Talmud Torah, then you understand it a little more. Not fully, because you know women are mechuyavos in certain parts of Talmud Torah, mitzvahs that are shayach to them. There's a lot of Talmud Torah that they have to do, but that is another discussion. Bizman Azeh and the Chiyuv of Nashim in Ksivas Sefer Torah. Okay, there's a lot more here, but we'll have to move on. Yeah. We pride ourselves, right. So what does that mean, that our Mesorah is pure? So the Menachas Chinuch is Mechalik, but on that Gemara, he says, there shouldn't be a mitzvah b'zman hazeh, what's that Shah Gesariyeh? And he says, it can't be. It can't be that we don't have a mitzvah today, and when the Gemara says we're not Bekiyah, and that's only by Chaseres v'yaseres that don't change the meaning of a word. Fine, so those, we might have missed a vav here and there, if it doesn't change the meaning of a word. But anything that changes the meaning, Chas v'shalom, we for sure, the Torah is exactly as Moshe Rabbeinu gave it to us. That's his Chilik. I'll read it to you. So what? The Saf, Ksav, there are different Ksav, Ksav Beis Yosef, Ksav Arizal. There are certain differences, even. Okay, right. I mean, even today, there are differences between Teimani Sifrei Torah and non-Teimani Sifrei Torah. There are some differences with a couple of the letters. But, says the Menachas Chinuch, it can't be that there's any difference that changes the meaning of a word. Dvarim ke'elu e'mishtana pir shamila, those are the ones that change. But the ones that do change, chas v'shalom, b'vade lo nishkach afilu kechuta saira me'adin. Says that's chas v'shalom that anything changed. And in the footnotes, a quote, like many Achronim point out, this is against the Ramban. The Ramban says, and therefore he says, you don't have to take out a new Sefer Torah if you have a psul in a chas of a yasa that changes the meaning of a word. The Ramban ala Torah in his Akdama, we mentioned a number of times, that the entire Torah spells out Shem Hashem. So even if it doesn't change the meaning of a word, it still says the Ramban, it's a puzzle Sefer Torah. Let's say he's supposed to say Aaron with a vav, and it says Aaron without a vav. Says the Ramban, you take out a new Sefer Torah for that. It's puzzle. Because the Torah isn't just about what it means to us, but it spells out Ksav, spells out Shem Hashem on some Kabbalistic level. So this Menachas Chinuch seems to be against that Ramban. Either way, there's a lot here. Ksiva Sefer Torah. People talk about it on Shavuos. But now we continue. Amar Rav Yochanan. You think it's a Gadda to hear. The Darim has everything. Hashem doesn't rest his Shechina except on a strong, rich, wise, humble person. All of these. V'kulan mimoshen. You learn all of them from Moshe Rabbeinu. So what do you need all of these for? All of these, well, you have to be an Ashir. You have to be an Ashir. You have to be Chacham, we understand, maybe. You have to be a Gibor. And look what the Gemara is going to pash to interpret this to mean literally. Literally. V'kulan mimoshen over Moshe Rabbeinu. Let's read it. Gibor dechsev. The Gibor, how do you see? Vayifros says, Oel ala Mishkan. Moshe spread out the tent on the Mishkan. V'yamamar Moshe Rabbeinu parso. Moshe Rabbeinu did it himself. V'ksev eser amos arach akarish v'gomer. So Moshe Rabbeinu was very tall. 10 amos. They had ladders in those days. So he must have been very tall. So the Ron says, if he was very tall, he must have been very strong also. Says the Gemara, maybe not. Ema d'arach v'katan. Maybe he was a very tall, not strong person. Who says strength always goes with... Height always goes with strength. So Ella, you're right. Min hadein kra dechsev from this following pasuk. Also, min hadein kra is an unusual type of lashon, so we haven't had it in about 20 blocks. So lishon adarim mishuna, right? Mesechas adarim has an unusual lashon sometimes. But edifos b'shnei luchos va'ashlichem el shnei yodai. Moshe Rabbeinu carried the luchos and he broke them. Va'ashabreim, he threw them down and he broke them. V'tanya, and it said the luchos were very heavy. Haluchos arkan shisha v'rachman shisha v'avyan shlosha. It was 6 by 6 by 3. So you see, he was very strong. How do you see he was very strong? Tosva says, because he had strength to break them. He threw them down very hard. Shimon Kubetza says he has strength to carry them. Right, which was it? How do you know that he was strong from the pasuk? Based on the fact that he was strength to carry them or his strength to break them? There is a medrash that maybe you're thinking of, that maybe he didn't even throw them, he dropped them. He dropped them. There's one measure. So according to that measure, you have to say it was that he carried them, but he dropped them. We mentioned a couple of years ago, we had a beautiful thought from Rav Soloveitchik. It's written in Yemei Zikaron. If you never looked it up, Yemei Zikaron, page 24, where he asks, it's amazing. He says, the measure says that Moshe Rabbeinu, it was so heavy for him, he dropped the luchos. And yet a few psukim later, after he wrote his own luchos, it says he ran up the mountain. He ran up the mountain with the luchos. Were they too heavy for him or were they not too heavy for him? So says Rav Soloveitchik, when a person has a direction, when he's inspired, when he's into it, when he's excited about something, you could carry the world and it won't be heavy. You could carry anything you want. You're going up the mountain. He's going back up to get kapar for Am Yisrael, to get the Tzekel Luchos. Moshe Rabbeinu sees the egel. He's depressed. His whole life's work is being thrown in the garbage. He drops the Luchos. He can't even carry anything. can't even carry anything. He's depraved. He's going down the mountain. When you're going up the mountain, you could do worlds. When you're going down the mountain, says that's when. So that's a medrash that he dropped the luchos. But according to that pshat, if he dropped the luchos, you'd have to hold here that there was the original carrying that proved us. Either way, that's the medrash. That's the gemara that says he was strong. Ashir, how do you know he was rich? Psalachab, psulasan shalacha yehe. As we saw earlier, he got rich from the psolos of the luchos. Chacham, Rav Shmuel de Amri Travayu, Chamishim Shari Bina Nivra Ba'olam, 50 levels of Bina of understanding were created in the world. Ukulam Nitzin Lamosha Chasar Achas. They were all given to Moshe except for one. Vashenema Vatachasreo Ma'at Me'alokim. As David Melech says, he's just under the angels, under the godly sphere. Just that one level of Bina. As we mentioned, seven is always connected to nature. Groups of seven, the Maharal says in Ner Mitzvah, seven always symbolizes the physical world. There's seven directions, six directions plus the midpoint. Seven, the colors on a rainbow. Seven is Shabbos and Shemitah and Yovel, all the physical land connections. Eight always symbolizes beyond the physical, beyond what you see in front of you. So Moshe Rabbeinu also, the seven sevens, that's what he was able to understand. The seven, the 49, the 50th, that's beyond. That's something only in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's realm. That's the 50th, which is connected to eight. Anav dechsev ho'ish Moshe anav ma'od. So you see the four midos apply to Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore apply to all Nevi'im. When the Rambam quotes his Gemara in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, it's pretty clear that the Rambam interprets it to mean, Alex, like you said before, Ashir means Samech Bechelko, and Gibor means Kovishes Yitzro. So it's a little dachuk how the Rambam reads this Gemara, because it sounds like we're talking about brute strength here. It sounds like we're talking about, you know, the physical wisdom and strength. But the Rambam, and you saw the Torah, interprets the Gemara as the Midos type of Gvura and Ashiris. Yeah.
How do we know that just because it applies to Moshe, it has to apply to
Moshe? Oh, so how do we know? That's a good question. How do we know if it applies to Moshe, it applies to the other Nevi'im? After all, Moshe, we know one of the animamins is that Moshe was different. So maybe only Moshe Rabbeinu needed these. It's a good question. But the Gemara assumes that he set the tone for all Nevi'im.
But there, none of the Nevi'im were rich. As a matter of fact,
Yirmiyahu was rich. He was sitting in jail. He was rich. So the Ramban in Baba Basra, Daf Yud Beis. The Ramban, the Gemara there in Baba Basra says that since the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, even though Nevuah was taken from the Nevi'im, it wasn't taken from the Chachamim. That's what the Gemara says. Aval pisha nitla nevua mina nevi'im, mina chachamim lo nitzlab. So what is the assumption of that line? That there are nevi'im that are not chachamim. Even though nevua was taken from the prophets, it wasn't taken from the wise men. So it sounds like there are some prophets that weren't wise men that had it before him. So that's the Ramban is against our Gemara. Our Gemara says you got to be a chacham to be a navi. Right? And like Alex, you have to be an usher to be a navi. So that's the Ramban. V'yesh l'hashabad ha'mirim sechaz adarim, ena kadosh baruch ha'mashu shechinah, so ela al-chacham gibra v'ashir. So said the Ramban, there are those that answer, V'yesha hishivu, She'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu Masha Shechinaso below Hefzik, Ela Al Chacham. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has one of his permanent Nevi'im. You need these Midos. But once in a while, you know, if you want to get a Nevuah, like a Yonah, says the Ramban, you know, so then you don't need, a Bilam, right? Bilam might have been an Ashir, but he was an Ashir in the physical. I don't think he was an Ashir in the Sameach Vechalko sense, just the opposite. He was an Ayin Ra. But said the Ramban, maybe that's what some say. Maybe it means that permanent Nevi'im needed it. But the Ramban says, V'ein daiti nochibaz, I don't like this, because like maybe what about Yirmiyahu Navi? He was a Kavu Navi. So V'ein eli hachi ka'amar, Aval pisha nitla nevuas ha-Nevi'im shehu mare ve'hachazon, nevuas chachamim shehi bederach ha-chachma, lo nitla ela yodim ha-emes beruch ha-kodesh ha-bekirbam. Nevuah, like the real, what we call nevuah, so that was only, that's what our Gemara says. You have to have all these specific midos. But the nevuah spoken about in that Gemara is not really nevuah. That's the Ruach HaKodesh element, like the Ravid says a number of times on the Rambam, Nilchas Lulav, that Ruach HaKodesh, Shor, Bebeis Medrashenu, right? There was a Sod Hashem Lireyav, the different type of nevuah, more connected to Chachma, Siyata Deshmaya of certain Chachma that a Posek has. That's the Ramban. So we have two answers to the Ramban. How do you answer that Gemara? Number one, maybe it doesn't apply to a Navi, a one-shot Navi. Or number two, maybe that's not really about Nevuah. Still doesn't answer Yirmiyahu Navi. Yirmiyahu Navi was Kavua, and he got real Nevuah. It wasn't just Chachma. So for that, maybe you have to say what the Sharm Sion of Halacha suggests. And that is, many times in the Gemara, you see the word Kol, and it doesn't mean Kol. It means Rove. Kol this. No, there are some exceptions. Many times you find that the word kol is rubikakulo, and therefore you find that many times. And he quotes this Taz at least once in Masechta, the Taz in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah. When we say, the Taz explains the Lashon that we say in Rosh Hashanah, we say Takarish Baruch Hu, Meloch HaKol Olam Kulo Bichvodecha. What's Kol Olam Kulo, the double Lashon? Kol HaOlam Kulo, just say Kol Olam Bichvodecha. Says the Taz, no, because a lot of times kol means rubikakulo. And we want to make sure that it's not Rubik HaKulo Hashem that has over the world. It's Mamish Kulo. So that's why we say, Meloch al kol ha'olam kulo bichvodecha. We say the double Lashon. So you don't think it means Rubik HaKulo. That's the Taz and Tuf Kuf Pei Beis, Sifkat and Gimel. So again, that shows that normal kol doesn't always mean all.
The problem is, the Gemara seems to me that it's a condition precedent.
It's a condition precedent that it has to be.
Yeah. Has to kol.
What? Okay, so maybe he's just saying, okay, maybe there are exceptions. One other try. Gonna give me one other try. Says the Ben Yehoyada, maybe the other three aren't really things that you need. You only need anivus. The other three sometimes you have in order to make sure that your anivus is true. Because if you're not an usher and you're not a chacham, so what are you being anonymous about? You have nothing. So the Ben Yehoyada says, you get the riches and the wisdom and the strength in order to test you to make sure that you're humble. That's the Ben Yoyada. Ben Yoyada says the other, and that's why maybe other people, you know, those aren't prerequisites. Those three. Right? Only the Anivus is the one that's Iker, and the other three are only if there to test. So maybe your Miyonavi didn't need it. Okay, so maybe my last try was successful. Yeah.
When Rambam talks about the true prophet,
right?
He does not mention any of those three.
Rambam mentions that, but in his own way, as we just said, which is against the Pashas of our Gemara. But you're right, right? You have to figure out exactly. Right. The Rama has a whole different view of prophecy, that it's a natural result of getting close, you know, perfecting oneself, being misbodeid. But you're right, you have to work out the Rama sheet on prophecy. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Next, call it, here it says call. Call it Naviyim Mashir Mayu. All the Naviyim were rich. Minolan Mimoshe, Umi Shmuel, Me Amos, Umi Yonah. From these four. Mimoshe Dachsev, Ochamar Echad Mehem Nasasi. Moshe says, I didn't take one of their donkeys. Ibelo Agra. If Moshe is referring to not taking one without even paying for it, Lafuki Man the Shaka below Agra. What he's saying, he's not a ganav. Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't be saying that. Ella Dafilu ba'Agra. He said, no, I didn't even pay for a donkey of theirs. Dilma Mishim to Anihu. Maybe it's because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have enough money to pay for a donkey. That he know from this pasuk that he was rich. Ella Imsala Chapsulasan Yeshulcha. Fine, that's the pasuk that we said before. Shmuel Dechsev, as Shmuel says, after Shmuel berates them for asking for a king, he says, what was wrong with me? Hinani, anu bi negar Hashem negar Mashicho, eshar mi lakachti, v'chamar mi lakachti. Right, did I ever take an ox, ever take a donkey of yours? Same shakla v'tarya. I b'chinam, la'afuke man d'shakel b'chinam. What, if it's for free, what, he's trying to say that he wasn't a ganav, that he didn't take it not for free? El afilu b'schar, no, it means even for money he didn't take it. V'dilma d'anihu, maybe it's because he was poor. El mehacha, no, the pasuk by Shmuel is the following. Beginning of Shmuel. Shuvaso haramasa kisham beso. Shmuel always came back to Ramah, because there was his house. V'yamarava, what's the drasha of kisham beso? V'yamarava kamakom shahalach beso imo. Wherever he went, his house was with him. He had a big entourage. He always had his house with him, meaning he didn't travel light. That shows that he was also rich. Beso zuishto. And then they don't darshan beso zuishto there. Even though someone is rich if they have a wonderful wife, that's true. Amar Rava. Rava says, something to say, let's just get to the Mishnah first. Amar Rava. Kol demashen emer b'Shmuel, yosem mishen emer b'Moshe. What it says by Shmuel is even greater than what it says by Moshe. Dilu b'Moshe, Rabbeinu k'sev lo chamar echa meyam nasasi, dafilu b'schar. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't even take a donkey for payment. Dilu gabi Shmuel, afilu b'ratzon l'scharo. By Shmuel, even if they wanted to give it to him, he wouldn't take it. T'chsiv, because they answer him. V'yomer, lo ashakton of lo ratzo sonu v'gomer. You never took it from us. So that shows that Shmuel is even one step above. Amos t'chsiv, v'yan Amos v'yomer, elamatzia. Amos says, Lo Navi Anochi, Lo Ben Navi Anochi, Ki Voker Anochi, I am a cattle rearer, Lu Boles Shkamim, and I take care of sycamores, Shkamim. Because the Metargim of Yosef, as Rav Yosef is always the Metargim, Ari Mare Gisi Ana, I take care of cattle, Vishikman Li Bishafalta, Bogomer, I have a lot of land, I have a lot of trees on land, shows that he's rich. Yonah Dechsev, I know that Yonah is rich, Vayitin Schar Vayered, Yonah comes to the boat, comes to the Sfina running away, and he gets on, and he gives the money, gives the Schar, Vamre, Yochanan Shanathan Schar Shal Sfina Kula, he paid for the whole boat. When he gets to the boat, the marshal explains, and the captain didn't want to leave yet. It was next week's boat. Yonah said, "No, I want to leave now. and here's the money for all the other passengers. Right? So Yonah says, makes him a deal that he says it's time to leave now. Amrev Yumnis, Scharish al Svina, Vidalat Off and Dinray Daba, 4,000 gold coins. Vyamrev Yochanan, Betchila Hayamosha Lama Torah Umshacha, Ashinit Loba Matana. Yochanan ends off. Moshe Rabbeinu originally learned Torah and forgot until he got it from Hashem b'matana. Hashem gave it to Moshe. He forgot the Torah? Says the Marsha, think about it. Imagine learning every detail of Torah for all generations in 40 days. That's pretty intense. Pretty intense is the Marsha. It's impossible, even if Moshe Rabbeinu. So Kadosh Baruch Hu had to give it to him b'matana. Give it to him b'matana. That's why he was Meshach at the beginning, but he gave it to him b'matana because it was very difficult even for him. Okay. Mishnah. Okay, there's more. Remind me to come back. Maybe tomorrow morning we'll start on Shmuel Hanavi being choshi the people that he took something from them. Okay, next Mishnah. Masnisen. Getting back to that same man who was Mudr Hana from his friend. You're allowed to feed a man's wife and kids even though you're Mudr Hana from him. And because you feed his wife and kids, he saves money. That's enough. That's good enough. It's okay. Machlokas, we've shown him here. 2 days in Tosfos. Is this only according to Hanan, who we had before? The case of Hanan, where the man, the husband, goes to Medinas Hayam, and he goes and gives mizonos to his wife. Is this only according to Hanan, or even not according to Hanan? Even according to the Rabbanan. And the Rishonim discuss why this would be better. The Ran says you're doing it b'toras mitzvah, not b'toras piraon. You're doing it, that's the Ran's lashon. Tosfos says you're only doing extra mizonos, not the ikar mizonos. Either way, the Rishonim try to figure out a way that this could even be according to the Rabbanan, because the Gemara does not limit it to Hanan. Below Yazan is behemto bein tamei bein tahar. And though, the Tanakhama says, but you're not allowed to give any food to his animals, whether it's kosher or non-kosher animals, because that's giving him manah. You're fattening up his animals. Rabbi Lazar Omer, no. Zonas atamei aveinu, zonas atahora. You're allowed to feed his non-kosher animals. You're allowed to give food to his dog. You can't give food to his cow. Amru lo, ma bet tamei lo tahora. What's the difference? Amru lohu, Rabbi Lazar says, shaha tahora nafsha l'shamayim v'gufa shalo. The kosher animal, the nefesh, literally means nefesh here, the animals have nefashos, the nefesh is the shamayim, and the guf is his, meaning you can't feed his kosher animal because he could eat his kosher animal. He could shecht it tomorrow, you're going to fatten it up, so you're giving him hana. Why is it called a shamayim? So in the Biur Hadaf it quotes, because the shamayim is always something that doesn't go to you. Vashama aretz and below, like the Gemara says we had in Maseches Brachas. Utameya, but by a non-kosher animal, nafsha v'guf l'shamayim. You don't get any benefits, so what, you're fattening it up. You're not going to be able to eat it. So Amrullah, they say to him, what do you mean? Utameya, nafsha l'shamayim v'guf l'shalom. You could get benefit from a non-kosher animal. Shemirza, how are you mochel ovdik al-chavim? Umachil al-chavim. You could kill it and give it to your dog, you could sell it to a guy. You get benefit from a non-kosher fattened animal. So therefore, the Tanakhama holds that you're not allowed to give food to any animal of somebody who you're mudr hanah from. Amar Rav Yisrael Bar Chanan, Machlokas, we've shown him here. The Ran here says you're only allowed to give food to the non-kosher animal above and beyond what the animal needs to live. But what the animal needs to live, for sure, you can't give. That's what the Ran says on the first skinny line. Rav Lazar lo shari b'tmeya el lazunim b'mzonos yaseirim. And the Rashma says, even mizonos that it needs to live. Okay? Amar Rav Yisrael Bar Chanan, Amar Rav Huna. Hamudra na mechaber mudra hasi lo bito. If somebody's mudra not from their friend, they can marry he could get married to his daughter. Who's the he and whose daughter? So that's unclear. Havi barab zera, but my askina, what are we talking about? Ilema bishenichse avia kalas or nalachasan. Are we talking about a case where the father of the kalas nachasan or asr talachasan? Meaning the madir's daughter is going to marry the mudr. Right, the chassan is going to be the one who can't get benefit. So is that the case we're talking about, where the madir's daughter is going to marry the mudr? Hari moser lo shifchas shamsa. That's aser. That can't be. The madir is giving this chassan somebody to help him and serve him. So that can't be. You can't give him that hana. Elo must be the opposite. B'shenichse hachassan aser na aviyakala. It's where the madir is going to marry the mudr's daughter. The madir can't give hana to the mudar. The madir is going to marry the mudar's daughter. And what's the chiddush? The chiddush is that now I'm the madir. I'm going to support my wife, which is your daughter, and you don't have to support her anymore. But that's not called hana. That's the chiddush. So the Gemara says, but that can't be the chiddush because gedolim yizu amru. Our Mishnah says even more than that. Zonis ishtov es banav v'yav bishuchai b'mizonosayan v'yat amrit mutal hazi lobito. Our Mishnah is a case where even he's still married to this woman, and he's still, it's still the daughter. The daughter's still in his house. And still, you could give the daughter mizonos. That can't be the case. So we go back to the first case. You're giving your daughter to the mudr. But what's the case? Ubebito bogeres, umidaito. We're talking about a bogeres, a woman who's a girl who's above 12 and a half, and therefore she's considered she's giving herself. You're not giving the daughter. She makes her own decisions about Gera. She's out of the reshus of the father. She's out of the reshus, so that's not called being Mahana. It's the daughter going herself. The only issue is for you to give benefit to the mudar. But if the daughter goes herself, no problem. Tani na mihachi, also a brisa. Hamudar ana mechaveru aser lohasi lobito. If your mudar ana from your friend, you can't marry his daughter. Alam si lobita bogeres umidaita. But that's fine by a bogeres. Amar Reb Yaakov, hamadim ben olam talmud Torah. What does that mean? Machlokas Rishonim, half and half. Half the Rishonim say this means you tell your son, I'm not allowed to get benefit from you because I want you to spend your time learning. So you can be mochel and keep it up aim. You can be mochel and keep it up aim. But he was making a nether. I'm not allowed to get benefit from you, so you're also getting learning. Hamadar benola talmud Torah. That's how the Ron interprets it. The Mefarish says the opposite. No. You're madar, you sell your son. You can't get benefit from me unless you start learning. The opposite. Who's getting, who's not getting benefit? Either way, it's to motivate him to learn. Mutter, still, you're allowed to do little things. Mutter lamalos lo chavis shamayim, you can still get him a drink. Ulala goes aner to light the candle for him. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar lislos lo dakatan, to roast a little fish for him. Why? The Ron says this was never included in the neder. He obviously doesn't mean little things. He just means big things that would take time. That's what he's excluding. That's what the Mefarish here says. Vizu hanamu etes. It's hanamu etes. So therefore, it's not included. If you're mudar enough from your friend, you can serve them to drink a kos of shalom. What's a kos of shalom? My nihu hacha targimu koshal besa avel. Maybe it means the drink that the avelim get of wine. We had him sechus subis. Remember back on daf ches, I think, that the avel drank like 10 cups of wine. They wanted to give more. They started getting drunk. A bunch of cups of wine that an avel drinks when he gets back to his house. So that's the kos. You're allowed to give that to a mudar. But my Rav Ami Koshal Beis HaMerchatz, also the coast of the Beis HaMerchatz, if you get out of the hot shower, if you don't drink a hot cup of wine, hot cup of water, so then you're going to get sick. So these two are allowed. The Ron says, because of Darkei Shalom. Darkei Shalom. Chazal, Matir, Darkei Shalom. Does that mean it was not included originally? Or was that it was included, but Chazal Matir it anyway? Not clear. But either way, the Ron says it's mutar because of Darkei Shalom. So going back to the machlokas in the Mishnah. So Rabbi Lazar says, if you mudar hanah from your friend, you could feed his non-kosher animal. The Chacham say, no, you can't give anyone, can't feed any of his animals. So Tanya, so the Ran says that this is going on Rabbi Lazar Shita. Rabbi Lazar allows non-kosher animals for you to feed. Yeshua ish Uza Omer, zon avada v'shevchos avakananim. Says Rabbi Yeshua ish Uza, no, you can't feed any animals, but you're only allowed to feed his servants. My time, why? Why are you allowed to feed his servants but not his animals? That's our girsa. We'll go with that girsa. What does mancharusa avidon? Just basically means you're not going to eat them. If they weigh a little more, you're not giving them hana. They cost the same if they weigh a little more. You know, so you're not giving them, nechira literally means like just killing them. It just means you're not interested in eating them. So what, they weigh a little more. You're not giving them hana. Behema ftuma vida, behema, you want to fatten up, you want to be able to eat. So that's why you're not allowed to feed the animals, but you're allowed to feed the, avadim. Okay, we'll stop here. Shem, and tomorrow we continue with, Amid Beis. Again, there's a little more. I got it. Tomorrow is taking away 1/60th of a person's illness when you mavakar chola. The next day is davening for somebody, Rahman al-Islam, who's in extreme pain. The Dharm Dachmem, that's in the top five, that gets there, that Ran Nadarim. We've had a couple of them already, but that's coming up.